up KER Politics. We're going to get back to the COVID issue. We're going to talk about Pfizer. Jimmy has been following Pfizer for an awfully long time, well over 20 years. Jimmy, what have you come up with?
Well, I think it's important to know what's happening right now in the European Union. You know, Pfizer has developed this this quote vaccine, and we're getting a lot of information that there are unseen, unreported risks with the vaccines. But more importantly, they're still pushing agendas, and a lot of countries, including the United States, are still pushing the vaccinations in spite of some information that they ought to be reviewing and looking at. But here's in particular the European Union. They had a hearing this last week. They invited the CEO, Albert Bourla of Pfizer, to actually testify. He didn't show up to the European Union inquest. He did send a representative.
Where did that take place? Do you remember?
Well, in Brussels. In Brussels of the EU. So, but after the hearing was basically on why they're doing the largest contract, 36 billion euros in European history with Pfizer, but they're not actually giving all information on the vaccine.
Yeah.
And apparently over in the contract, over 100 pages were blacked out. Members of the European Parliament had a press conference and complained about this, that they actually can't make a decision or determination without actually having the facts behind it.
How can you have a contract with 100 redacted pages in it? You can't.
Well, and their argument, and they're working with health departments, they're not working with elected officials, they're working with health agencies, the EU health agencies. Their argument, Pfizer's argument, is that there are commercial secrets involved. But it's hard for me to believe that there's over 100 pages blacked out in this contract.
Yeah.
But here's the big kicker. Under questioning, the Pfizer representative, when asked about their testing for transmission after the vaccines, the Pfizer representative said, we never tested for that.
Yeah.
So if they never tested for whether or not the vaccine protects from transmission and they don't have that data, then why the heck are they going to spend 36 billion euros on a program to expand vaccinations when in fact we know there are complications that are showing up with myocarditis, pericarditis, with pregnant women, and of course, numerous other potential problems that haven't been fully researched.
Mm-hmm.
So the question, the questions are valid, they're good, and the Europeans actually have apparently pushed a criminal investigation, and they're looking into the details of not only the contract, but also maybe some fraudulent information that was not presented from the initial studies to justify and approve the emergency use authorization in Europe.
Well, what I find interesting is all of this seems to be occurring when proof of vaccination is going to be required shortly here by students returning to school, right?
That's right. The CDC had just put a recommendation, a 15-0 vote on their panel, their board, for vaccine recommendations that, in fact, children in the United States should be vaccinated from COVID-19. And, of course, this is in spite of mounds of literature and data that shows that children are not at risk, they have a low probability of spread, and that, in fact, they have higher probability of negative responses than this vaccine will provide.
Right.
And so what is very important when we started this segment is to consider that the company with the largest fine in U.S. history was $2.3 billion in a plea deal for mispromoting medicines, Bextra and Celebrex, and paying kickbacks to doctors. And who did that? Pfizer.
When did that happen, Jimmy?
That happened in the 2000s, in the early 2000s.
Yeah.
But there's numerous cases since then where, you know, that I think it was actually it was the case happened in the early 2000s, but they are actually were fined, and the Justice Department released a settlement statement on September 2nd, 2009.
Yeah.
$2.3 billion for fraudulent marketing. And there are numerous other cases. 1990s, there were over 100 deaths for a hazardous drug. They paid a $10.75 million settlement in defective heart valves. There's a long list of Pfizer using, they used children in Nigeria to test a drug, paid $75 million to settle with the Nigerian court for an experimental antibiotic after the damage that they did there. So, you know, you can't trust.
What was the damage there, Jimmy?
So basically they were testing on children without notification.
Oh, okay.
So they were using children as guinea pigs.
Wow.
Without consent, without parental consent, and without any idea of, with any notifications of what the risk factors would be.
Yeah.
So.
That just almost sounds ludicrous, Jimmy.
No, but these are facts. These are things that have happened that this company's been involved with. So somehow we're now supposed to trust that they were in the best interest of the world by going ahead and creating this drug. And then basically using every element of their propaganda. And oh, by the way, people that are on like the approval board for this student recommendation for students to have the COVID vaccination, people like Scott Gottlieb, former FDA director, who's now on the Pfizer board, you got to be kidding me. You know, there's the system and these major corporations that are involved in pharmaceuticals have so much influence, and it's really hard to trust what's happening, especially when they try to hide information and background on what the potential negative effects were here.
Yeah. I don't know. This whole thing is getting to be absolutely ridiculous. You know, you don't hear about this anyplace else aside from on the KER Politics report. People just don't talk about it. I don't understand what's going on, Jim.
Well, I mean, look, if it changes, if it's against the Democratic Party's narrative, remember, Donald Trump, when he was a president, went on this huge effort to try to create these vaccines very rapidly, right? You know, this Operation Warp Speed.
Right.
Then I think he was, and oh, by the way, I was talking about Mike Pence's failures yesterday in our daily editorial. Mark Pence was responsible for the task force. He was the guy in charge of this, and he failed miserably to understand what was going on behind the scenes.
You bet he did.
So why is this all happening? Corruption. Donald Trump, when he was president, said, hey, no, I don't expect people, I'm not going to mandate the vaccines. When Joe Biden took over, the fear was used for intimidation, political ends, forcing vaccines, getting people fired. Any government official, any military official would lose their job if they did not get the vaccinations. And, of course, that's financially beneficial to the major pharmaceutical companies.
You bet.
And then they absolutely recommended and were forcing major corporations with over 100 employees to force vaccinations, or people were getting fired. So, you know, we're talking a major, major impact to society with an unproven, without any long-term understanding of the impact of these entire vaccinations. But the pharmaceutical companies that created them, like Pfizer, are making billions off of it.
Jimmy, let me ask you a question. How does Moderna fit into all of this?
So Moderna's the same, you know, they're in the same boat. They actually came out, though. I think the CEO of Moderna came out last week and said, hey, look, we shouldn't be giving children the vaccines. They don't need them, which I thought was bold. But at the same time, that doesn't go with the narrative.
45 seconds, Jim.
Yeah, so, you know, it's hard, Moderna, but again, you've got a new technology, this mRNA technology. We don't know the long-term impacts of it. I think it could be potentially very dangerous. We don't know. We should know before we start forcing the entire world into some sort of experimental process that you know, that tests these vaccines on human guinea pigs.
You know, the only comment I can make for our listeners is you got to listen to what Jimmy says. You know, my philosophy in terms of chatting with the public. My philosophy is you have to listen to every single side of every story to protect yourself. That's what this program attempts to do. Thank you, Jim.
The Corlin Economics Report is produced for A.B. Corlin and Associates. Opinions expressed on this program are intended solely for the entertainment of our listeners, do not constitute investment advice, and are not necessarily those of this network, radio station, or our sponsors. Find out more about this program and today's guests by visiting www.kereport.com. For Al Corlin, this is Colleen Robbins. Join us again next week for the Corlin Economics Report.